I had an idea. Maybe not a good one. Why don't I record a podcast right in my car? What could go wrong? This is Smart Car, Dumb Idea. I bet I can just, yeah. All right, gonna have to read numbers upside down for this one, but, hello, hi, hello, you don't have to wave. Don't say anything, but you don't have to wave, because nobody's gonna be able to see you. They can only hear you, because, as I'm sure most of you all are finding out by now, this is a podcast, that I record outside, inside my smart car, out in the outside, on the inside of my smart car. I record this podcast, and it's been a doozy so far. Lots of fun. I grab random people. I say, hey, get in my car. And I ask them a bunch of questions. And I haven't got arrested for it yet. So this is going to keep going until either I get arrested or I get bored. So, without further ado, please welcome my guest. I'm not going to welcome him, but you need to. Maxwell Greenhouse. He's a, says here on my note card, you're a disgraced meteorologist? Is that true?
Yeah, that's correct.
Disgraced? Usually that's, you know, you did something horrible. I can't picture a meteorologist getting in that much trouble.
See, look here. What's your name?
My name is Christopher Cantrell.
All right, look here, Topher. As a disgraced meteorologist, I've done a lot of things. Do you want to know about them, or do you want to know?
I don't know why you would bring them up if in that way, if you weren't going to talk about them.
Well, here's the thing. As a meteorologist, I tell people what the weather is and what it will be,
right?
And what it's not.
Or at least you used to.
I still do on the underground web.
Oh, the underground. That's the for all the computers that are underground.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Yes. There's a world wide web and there's an underside of that world wide web where I thrive.
Is that the same thing as the dark web?
No, the lights are on.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes. It's just
fully illuminated web in the underworld.
Exactly. It's mostly bioluminescent spiders.
Mm-hmm.
And meteorologist reports.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of pointless.
Are there only two people on the underground web at this point?
It's me and my mother, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Your mom likes bioluminescent spiders.
She invented them, actually.
Oh, wow. Yes. That's insane.
I helped with my meteorologist skills.
How did it help?
Oh, how didn't it help? Knowing the weather allows you to do things that normal men or women cannot.
Wait. Let's go back to the spiders real quick.
Well, I didn't come here to talk about the spiders, but sure enough.
You said the spiders helped you become a meteorologist?
No. I created the spiders because I was a meteorologist. And I was raised by them. But that has
You were
nothing-
raised... I thought you said you and your mom... Wait, your mom is posting selfies on the underground web.
No, it's
and that's why
about
it's
selfies.
Bioluminescent spiders? Is because your mom's a bioluminescent spider?
Look, no, my mom is not a bioluminescent spider. She is a normal spider, and fuck.
So she just finds bioluminescent spiders attractive.
Well, can I be honest with you?
I don't see why not. You're in my car.
This is your car.
This is my car.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yep.
I don't have a car. I have a bike.
Oh.
Because I'm a disgraced meteorologist.
Like, right.
No longer can use a car. They take your license.
It says here you can't drive because you have four DUIs.
DOIs.
Whoa. Oh, it says DOIs. I'm sorry.
Yeah, DOIs. Driving overcast influence.
Okay, you know? Yeah.
It's something only meteorologists get.
Right, which is why you have to bike now.
Yeah, exactly. And I still have to use a breathalyzer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
To start your bike?
Yeah. There's like a fucking lock on it, and you go, But there's always a homeless dude that will blow on it for you. Yeah. I've gotten 2 DUIs on my bike. Because you can't get a DOI on a bike. You can only get a DUI. Anyways, these spiders, right?
Yeah.
They're not really bioluminescence. They just have Christmas lights all over them.
Oh, okay. Okay. So let me ask you this question. Have you ever been bit by a spider?
Oh, many times.
So, do you... Would that make you Spider-Man?
No, I just have a lot of debt of hospital bills. They are all very, very venomous? Correct? Or poisonous. I don't remember.
They are poisonous if you bite into them and you get poisoned. They're venomous if they bite you and you get poisoned.
Then they are both.
They're both. Okay.
You know how people say you always swallow about 8 spiders a year in your sleep?
Yep.
I eat them for breakfast.
The spiders you were raised by?
Oh, no, they're offspring. They don't live very long.
Okay.
Besides my mother. Gotcha. She is the queen of the arachnids.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay, so not only are spiders capable of raising human beings, but they've created their own internet at this point.
Oh, exactly, yes. Well, that's where they created it first, which is why it's the World Wide Web. Hmm. The American government stole it from my mother!
Now, I'm really liking this conversation. Let's go back to when you said, as a meteorologist, you're able to do things that other men and women can't do. What did you mean by that?
I can, predict the weather accurately.
Okay.
To, like, about between 70 and 90%.
Okay. That's a pretty widespread.
I'm on TV a lot. Used to be.
Uh-huh.
Normal people are not.
Uh-huh.
And, I can bring meteors down to the Earth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How can you do that? Is it through, like, a rain dance?
No, I just call them, and they come on down.
Oh, what's their phone number?
I cannot tell you. It's a trade secret.
Can you call one right now?
I could. Do you want another extinction?
I guess not.
Let me roll down this window.
Yeah. There's no crank.
Oh, what is this then?
It's electric. I have to turn.
Oh, boogie woogie woogie?
What?
It's electric. Boogie woogie woogie woogie. Yeah, you know what
I said. I don't know.
You kids these days, they don't know the meteor.
Sorry, I'm 4 years old. I don't know.
And this is your car? Oh, were you born in a leap year?
I was. Yeah, I'm one of those assholes.
Hey, our birthday's coming up this year. Happy birthday.
Hey, thanks.
You're about to be 5.
I'm about to be 5.
That makes you 19.
Well, except I go by dog years.
Oh. So wait, you're like 2 months old?
No, as in every year is...
7 years for you.
7 years, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But also, I was born in a leap year.
Wow, math is not my strong suit. Only the weather is.
You just do 5 times 7 times 4.
I what?
5 times 7 times 4.
Yeah, 8?
It's, I believe. Yeah. Please, if anyone's out there listening to this, text me the correct answer, and when I get the correct answer, I'll call it out. So anyway, you can do these things that other people can't do.
Oh, I can do tons of other things, too.
Like what?
I'm really good at card tricks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's your favorite one called?
It's called the Jim Rummy Shuffle.
Okay, run us through that.
I cannot. I left my cards at home.
You can talk through it?
I could. Is that what you want me to do?
Sure, go ahead.
All right.
This is really entertaining for everybody, I'm sure.
Right. So I can take 2 separate decks of cards, right?
Uh-huh.
I shuffle them together.
Uh-huh.
They're both the same color and brand, of course.
Uh-huh.
And then I make you pick a card, right?
Right.
Right. And then you put it back in the deck.
Uh-huh.
And I swallow the deck whole.
Okay.
Yeah. I unhinge my jaw like a boa constrictor.
Nice.
And just oh.
Nice.
I hope they love that sound. Because Maxwell's bringing it, baby.
We'll have to like nip that out and add it in a couple times sporadically.
Right. Can I make it my ringtone actually?
Sure, yeah. Do you wanna clean drop?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's go for it.
Whatever that means. But yeah, so I swallow the whole deck of cards, right? And then you go home. I stay where I'm at.
Okay.
Then 3 to 4 business days later, you go to sneeze, and out pops that card.
That's a pretty good trick.
Yeah.
I'd call a doctor, honestly.
Oh,
and
most
probably a priest.
Do. Yeah, oh, do not call the priests. I am on bad terms with them.
Is that why you're a disgraced meteorologist?
Oh, yes, that's part of the reason.
Okay.
I tried to systematically destroy the Vatican, as well as all Christianity as a whole.
Now, is this because of you being a meteorologist, or is this because of you being the son of the Arachnid Queen?
Yes. It is both.
Okay.
I became a meteorologist.
Okay.
At my mother's behest. She found me in a cradle.
Uh-huh.
Above ground. And what do we call this?
Earth?
Yeah, well, the above ground of Earth. What, is it just Earth?
The surface?
Yeah, the surface. Yeah, that one. She stole me from a crib in the surface.
She stole you?
Yeah. That's what spiders do. They steal babies.
Have you... Spiders steal babies? I didn't know about this.
That's, have you seen the big ones yet?
Anybody, if you see a spider stealing a baby, call 911, I assume.
No. They're in on it. The government is in on it. Who do you think is running this behind the scenes? Mm. Spider government down below.
Oh, I just got an answer. 5 times 7 times 4 is 140, everybody. 140. So if you guessed 140, you will be getting a bumper sticker. Just write me a letter at... I'll put my address in the link.
Can I get one of those?
What?
The bumper sticker.
We haven't made them yet.
Oh, then why are you telling them to do that?
Because this is, pre-recorded. I'll put it out whenever. Tomorrow, next week,
all right.
3 years from now.
3 years from now?
Maybe.
Are you going to be alive 3 years from now?
If 3 dog years?
Just whatever.
Yes.
Really, you're an old dog.
Hey, you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Nah, you can.
But you can teach it to not be racist.
You can always teach a dog to not be racist.
You can always, yeah, I mean, you can try. Have you ever met somebody who claims they have a racist dog?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah?
It's just a group of people I hang out with.
Are they 100% of the time a racist?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, that's why I just wanted a disgraced meteorologist to confirm that. So let's get what happened in your life to make you disgraced?
Oh,
you said it involved priests a little bit.
Yes, yes, yes. Well,
and taking down the Vatican.
Oh, exactly.
Okay.
So here's another thing I can do.
Okay.
I can build a weather machine that controls the weather. That's how powerful I am.
Does it control the weather through passive aggression and gaslighting?
No, legitimately just. Zap the clouds and shit happens.
Ah. Zap the clouds and shit happens.
Exactly.
That's a good motto.
And I went to wipe out the Vatican from the face of the earth.
Uh-huh.
Because the meteors weren't around at the time. They were out near Saturn hanging out in the ring.
But you said you could call one.
Yeah, they were.
It just takes some time?
They were all at a party.
Oh, yeah. They're not available, Holmes.
Saturn's belt is the hottest place in our galaxy for meteors to hang out at.
Yeah?
Yeah. That or the asteroid belt,
what's the second hottest?
Venus.
Ah.
Yeah.
What's the third hottest?
I don't know. I don't call those losers.
Okay.
I get the winners.
Okay.
Dinosaur destroyers.
You get the Tom Brady's of meteorites.
Exactly. And plus, they take a fucking long time to get here.
Is that why it's called a meteorologist? And then you just also happen to be able to do weather stuff? But mainly, it's that you can call meteors?
Yeah. Most...
Okay.
I would say 99.9% of meteorologists just call them to see what's up. You know, talking with celestial bodies is great.
Yeah.
And we have the power to do that. But I am using my power for evil.
Do they understand English?
Oh, yeah, they're all English.
Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. And they can travel through time.
And space?
Yeah. Well, where else are they going to go? They are out there right now.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I was the one who did the dinosaur thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I told them.
So you're immortal.
No, they travel through time.
Oh, so you said, so what was life like before dinosaurs were extinct like that?
Oh.
I don't remember ever being around. I don't know if it happened in my lifetime.
Oh, it did. It was about 3 months ago.
3 months ago.
But
I don't.
It changes the entirety of human existence. You gotta understand, you won't remember your old life because...
Right, exactly. Yeah. So I'm asking for a little bit of insight because, they might be called something different. Maybe like dinosaurs in your reality. Dinosaurs is what I know them as.
Oh, dinosaurs.
Yeah. That's what we're calling them. That's what I grew up calling them.
That's some real Mandela effect shit right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tried to kill him once, but I realized he was doing good and not bad.
But I thought you said you use your powers for evil.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for my own evil, not for social injustice.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you have a line somewhere.
Yeah, it's in the sand right over there.
Oh. Yeah. That's some nice sand.
You see that sign that says, no racism?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't cross that line.
Oh.
Well, I'm on that side.
You're on the side that allows racism.
No, I'm on the side that says no racism. Everything else is okay.
But wouldn't the side that says you can read no, like, so the line is no racism.
No, it's a sign on the other side of that line.
Right, and the line is no racism. So yeah. if you can see the sign, you're not racist.
Exactly,
if you
you're on the right
sign.
Yeah,
you're racist.
You're on the right side of history if you're on the side of the sign that says no racism. So I don't cross the line that I could. Yeah,
I'll agree with you.
Yeah. Lines are hard.
So anyway, taking down the Vatican.
Oh yeah.
What would you used your connections with the underground spiders to form a coalition with the
Were you there?
Huh? No.
No.
I'm just
Sounds pretty spot on.
I'm guessing what I would do if I were in your shoes.
They're nice though, right?
They're pretty nice.
Yeah. They're
I'm
Gucci.
I'm not a fan of all the dildos coming off of them, but
oh, it's just a spider thing.
I mean,
you wouldn't
do
understand.
Your thing.
Yeah.
That's a spider thing?
Yeah.
Oh, is that to blend in so they think you're a spider?
Yeah, all the extra limbs.
Makes sense.
That's why they're so long,
I was
too.
Wondering why they were all painted black.
Well, I mean, I just bought them black. I didn't paint them black.
Oh, you can do that now?
Yeah, you could always do that.
I've been going wrong dildo guy.
Oh, wrong dildo guy.
He must
He'll
be racist. He must be on the other side of the line.
He's on the wrong side of the line.
God.
Ugh.
You hate.
Speaking of God. The Vatican. So, we mounted our attack.
Uh-huh.
On an Easter Sunday.
Okay.
Of course. But we forgot to realize that is when they're the most powerful. Because us spiders are attacking the church.
Right.
And you know what the church is filled with.
Spider repellent.
In a sense, giant wasps.
Oh, I didn't know that. Every church has a wasp?
Oh, humongous wasps always flying around every church. But humans cannot see them unless they are bathed in holy light. Like priests and the Pope.
Have you been bathed in the holy light?
No. I've been
so how
bathed
can you
in an
see them?
Unholy light.
Oh.
Which allows us to see, like, eye to eye.
So you're kind of a supernatural being.
No. I'm just a dude that got raised by a supernatural being.
So how?
I was baptized in blood of virgins.
And you became a meteorologist because your mother wanted you to.
I thought it was a good career path. Honestly, it had nothing to do with her. And then I fucked it up. By attacking the Vatican. Yeah.
And so people are like, I don't want to hear whether or not it's going to rain from this guy. He attacked the Pope.
Yeah. And like,
And is that when you got your DOIs?
I don't want to talk about the DOIs. I was in a rough place. It was overcast clouds. I just couldn't handle it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
But now my society is in crumbles because of the wasps and God's fury.
Yep.
My mother lost 3 of her legs.
Oh, no. And she only has 5.
Exactly. Good math. See, you can do math when it's easy. Same. But now she needs an heir.
Yeah.
And it can't be me. It's got to be a spider.
Right.
So I've been fucking these spiders nonstop. And I'm not getting any children. I'm just getting poisoned and bitten.
Okay. Have you thought about not doing that?
Well, mother wants it, so son does what mommy wants.
Have you tried using, like, a turkey baster sort of thing? Maybe make it a little bit less intimate?
I could, but where's the fun in that? Have you ever been inside of a thorax?
No, I can I can say with 100% certainty I haven't.
Best pussy you'll ever have. Oh, I'm sorry. That was a little too graphic.
That was a little far.
I apologize. This is why I'm disgraced.
We'll take the sound you made earlier and we'll cover over some of these things.
All right, good. What are you going to cover it over with? Some royalty-free music or are you going to buy some rights?
No, the sound you made earlier when you were miming eating a thing. I forget what it was.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't recall that much.
I don't even know what kind of vehicle we're in right now.
This is a smart car.
Oh, really? What's its IQ?
It's about 170. It's teaching me quantum physics at this point.
Oh, nice. I could teach you that, too.
Oh, yeah?
As a meteorologist, we have to know quantum physics.
Really?
Yeah. Because the weather, the wind, it all relies on quantum physics.
I don't think that's true.
Well, who are you going to listen to? Your car or a disgraced meteorologist?
Oof. Oh, who am I going to listen to? Oh, my God. My car. Well, I've been driving my car for a little over a year now. We've been through some times. I drove to Chicago and back in my car. And
oh, Chicago.
I've...
Oh, I'm not supposed to hear this. Oh. Is this an inner monologue?
It was intended to be.
Oh, sorry.
I've had a lot of tough moments with my car. I want to trust my car, but do I really know my car? Then there's Maxwell, a disgraced meteorologist who was raised by spiders. Spiders are kind of tricky by nature. I'm going to have to go with my car on this one, Max.
Bullshit! I almost had another one! My mother told me to come up here to recruit... you.
Me? Specifically me?
Topher, she asked for you.
Well, my name's not Topher, it's Christopher.
Wait, am I in the wrong place? Are you not from that 70s show?
I am not from that 70s show, but I have had people shout that at me a bunch.
Oh, all right. Well, do you want to join some spiders?
I mean, I'm free on, like, Tuesday nights, if that works for you all.
I mean, we're always open for new visitors and new people into our coalition.
So you're like Motel 6?
No. We're like AA, but with evil.
AA.
Except we want to be evil. So we're AA for good. If you don't want to be good, come on down. You find a nice like hole in the ground and you just keep digging and digging and digging. And uh-huh. We'll feel you out. We'll find you with our mole spiders.
So what's the name of your organization again?
Oh, we are the Arachnids.
The Arachnids?
Yeah.
Who plays bass?
Oh, that's Jimmy from down the street. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I do keyboard. My mom sings, of course. She's got a voice of a demon.
Mm. Even with missing three legs?
Well, yeah, you don't need limbs to sing.
You don't?
No, you don't even need eyesight.
You don't?
Yeah, look at Stevie Wonder. Did you ever wonder how he could sing so well? He ain't got to see shit.
Hmm. It's a good point. Singing is easier when you don't have to sing.
Yeah. It always is easier if you don't have to sing.
Yep. You miss 100% of the notes you don't sing.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Isn't this jazz?
No, this is not jazz. It would be much better if it was jazz.
Better? Ooh, you like jazz?
You don't like jazz?
Meteorologists cannot like jazz. It is too unpredictable, and we like to predict.
Okay, I can understand that from a meteorologist's standpoint, but jazz... I mean, from an objective standpoint, you have to agree that jazz is the greatest musical genre to come out of America.
I can say it's good. That's all I can give you. Look, I'm leveling with you here.
You know, I was about to...
I recognize that it's very hard to play and very... What's the word? Boring, but good.
You know, I was this close to becoming... someone in the spider race.
I mean, I love jazz.
Nope. You can't take it back now. My memory's not that short, Maxwell.
Should I call my mother? She'll come up here right now. But do you know how big my mother is?
How big as in, like, size? Or how big as in how well-known she is?
Yes.
No.
She is the size of 7 Ford F-150s.
Okay.
And those are just her legs. Sorry, 5. 5 F-150s. And then her body is the size of 3 F-350s.
Wow.
Yeah, we do all our measurements down there by Ford vehicle size.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm about half of a Ford Taurus.
So what you're saying is her legs are like an F-750 and her body is like an F-1050.
Sure. I think that math checks out.
Makes sense to me. You have the correct answer, just text it in. Again, I'll add all that stuff in the
Do you mean my number, or do you have your number?
No, I'd rather not have your number.
Oh, it's, well, all right. I'll tell you off air. I could write it down.
You don't have to,
It just says 666.
I'm interviewing the devil.
Everybody. Oh, no, I'm not the devil. I'm the son of a devil.
Do you know who your dad is?
No, I don't know who my real parents are, but my mother is a spider queen.
Have you ever gotten a DNA test done?
No. Can you do that now? Is it cheap?
It's not cheap. And you can do it, but if you do it, the FBI will know when you commit crimes.
They already do. They are following me constantly. You see that van back there? With the two guys with their heads poking out and the sunglasses?
The one that says definitely not a government agency vehicle?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who they are, but the FBI guys are right over there.
Oh, in the van that says definitely an FBI agency vehicle?
Yeah, that's them.
Okay.
These guys are just following them. I think they're a documentary crew or something.
Oh, fuck documentary crews.
They keep making me sign NDAs and...
They're filming a documentary about you.
I think they're filming a documentary about them trying to capture me.
Okay.
But they keep telling me what they're doing, so it's kind of perfect.
So, you're plugging a documentary.
I'm not. I'm just saying, when it comes out on Amazon Prime, and it'll be available for $10.99 for the rest of your life, and it's going to be really good. I don't get any of that money. No. That goes all to the organization.
And what's the organization called?
The Arachnids. Ah, fuck. Yes, they're spiders. They're part of the spider gang. That's what I wanted to be called, but they said no.
They wanted to be called the spider gang.
I wanted to be called the spider gang.
Oh, and they were like, no, that's a stupid name.
Yeah, they just fucking bit me and sent me to the hospital.
Well, well.
It's hard down there for a human. With the blood of a devil inside of me.
The blood of the devil?
Yes.
So you are the son of the devil?
Well, no, I just have his blood inside of me.
How do you have the devil's blood?
I drink it.
Is that part of the arachnid ceremonies?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I can shoot web out of my nose.
Out of your nose?
Yeah.
It's not called sneezing?
No, it's just fucking
I'm gonna need you to demonstrate. I have some pepper right here. Oh, wow.
Sorry. That'll come off in about 7 to 10 business days.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really sticky. Don't touch it. Oh, God. Oh.
Oh, it's so sticky.
I gotta bite your finger off.
Why?
Now.
No.
Blood.
What?
Oh, meteorologists love blood.
I'm starting to think you're not even a meteorologist.
No, I am. I just like blood now, too.
Oh, that was my favorite finger.
Look, I can give you some arachnid legs.
But am I gonna be part spider?
Now you got like 4 fingers on one.
Okay, I guess I'm joining the arachnids now.
Yeah.
Do you have t-shirts?
Oh, we have plenty. Well.
All right.
I can special order you some. They all have 8.
I'm like halfway models. Between a small and a medium.
All right, I can get you this medium.
Okay.
Medium, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a size we have down there, not up here. Because our sizes down there are way more inclusive.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like. Well, how are they more inclusive if there's more of them? Wouldn't that mean that less sizes fit less people?
No, we have such a wide range. Anyone can have anything.
That's not very inclusive, though, because then you're just sectioning off like, oh, these people are small, these people are extra small, these people are a little bit less than small.
Would you rather have people the option of shirts that are too tight or shirts that are too big?
If you're making a shirt that's labeled less than small, is that smaller than small or more than small?
It is smaller than small.
But smaller also, than small is extra small. So if it's less than small...
It's in between that. It's less than small, but not extra small.
Okay.
It's the step. It's the half step. It's like going from A to B, there's an A sharp. Oh, sorry,
so you
B-flat.
Do know jazz?
No. I just know how to play guitar. I hate jazz.
Okay.
Well, I only play Kenny Loggins.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. I'm on the highway to the danger zone.
Highway to
that's royalty free. That's not royalty free. You can't do that.
Do I have to pay royalties? Isn't there like, you can Obamacare out of that or something?
Nah, he's one of us, Kenny Loggins.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Obama.
Oh, no, we wish.
Yeah.
He went for the fucking wasps.
Really? He's a wasp, huh?
Yeah, he had to play down that whole Muslim thing.
Mm.
We know he wasn't Muslim, but the idiots thought he was. So he
right.
Like, I'm a Christian. We were that close to getting him to drink our blood.
I'm sure he would have loved that back when he was senator.
Now he doesn't sin at all.
Now he doesn't sin at all.
Yeah.
Not even once. No, not even. Occasionally he, you know, walks into the White House and it's like, hey, y'all need a drone strike that needs doing? But
then Trump just yells at him.
Yeah, Trump just yells at him. Well, Maxwell, that was a revealing discussion.
Right.
I thank you for coming on to my podcast that I failed to introduce correctly up top. Smart car, dumb idea.
There we go. You plug it at the end, and
if they sat through the whole thing,
they already
wondering
know
the whole time
the name of it.
What is this podcast? It's Smart Car, Dumb Idea. My name is Christopher Stephen Cantrell.
And I think my name was Maxwell Greenhouse.
It was.
The spiders have really been calling me something else.
What have they been calling you?
Right. Yeah, that's the spider language.
Wow. That's kind of it's kind of like sing-songy.
Right. It's like a chorus down there.
Huh.
Yeah.
Like a jazz chorus?
No. Just the one guy. But we don't like him.
All right. Well.
Yeah.
That's it from me, Maxwell. Thanks for powering through this one.
And remember to check the weather. Like, check me out on the underground web.
Underground web.
If you need some weather machines, hit me up. I still know how to make them. And if you want to meet a meteor, hit me up.
All right. Until next time.